Mr. Hilton?
I'll defer to my attorney.
I'm not comfortable with anything at all.
Right from the start, I was against the development of it for various reasons, and, you know, density is one of them, but many other reasons for the economic impact of what equine industry has in Ocala, the fact that we are building at the other end of the street a world-class agricultural center horse park that would just marry with what we have there. Things that were planned many years ago are now starting to come to fruition, and I just think it's wrong to do something of that to that piece of land.
Thank you.
Lose your remarks on the... 3655 Southwest 80th Street, Ocala, 34476. I have a copy of Time magazine here, and this can be passed out to them if you want it. And there's one for... And of course, it's mortgage fraud, political dysfunction, water crisis, algae, polluted beaches, declining crops, falling schools, if we have too many sinkholes, and foreclosures, well, in Florida. This is from 2008, and actually, Florida's Miracle Grow has actually created many of its current problems. We need steady growth, not crazy growth. There's a sense that paradise has been ruined by awful traffic, overcrowded schools, overtaxed aquifers, and polluted beaches. And of course, our polluted springs. There's a sense that for the middle class, it is now a high-cost, low-wage state with Mickey Mouse schools and goofy insurance rates, living beyond its environmental and economic means in harm's way. So we must think ahead as to what is going to be happening to Florida, which is under the most stress of climate change of any state in the union, even Hawaii. They have mountains. We don't have anything to get us up away from the ocean. And it is getting bigger, and there's not much we can do about it in the next 50 years. One of our own, Linda Weatherman, was here with the chamber, oh, probably 15 or 20 years ago. And she is now in South Florida, and she is very worried about the economic development. She's an economic developer director, and evidently quite talented. But she is so worried about our lapses in planning for the future, especially in education. So we will not be filling up all these homes and businesses and all these things that are planned because we already have such a big inventory. And it is not going to be used up very rapidly. If any of you have property for sale or rent, or you know of friends or relatives who do, it is a slog. It is very difficult to get anybody's attention. And yet there's 5 houses on the road I live on for sale. I mean, it's just atrocious. So we cannot ever catch up. If we keep approving new land use changes, we've just had a few developers come in and pick up on the ones that were caught in the recession, like Ashley Farms and so on. I mean, they're all over the place. Of course, the most important thing that I usually talk to you about is the geology. We have overtaxed our aquifer pitiful. And all those wide roads and rooftops and buildings and hotels and industrial locations with very broad roofs are not going to replenish the aquifer. You say, oh, we do retention ponds. The water evaporates from those if they don't sink into our aquifer. And another consideration, I think the city is being very selfish about this. Because you're thinking about expanding your tax base. You've got a big tax base, and let's fill in where you've already got the infrastructure, then you don't need so much more money. I've been paying you for 52 years for electricity, which you have gotten out of profit. Now, this is one of our also great assets, the Cross Florida Greenway. And if we have a domino effect going all the way down Shady Road, people from the city can't easily get to the Greenway on their bicycles or hike or their horses if they happen to have them. So you must give up this idea. I will work with Mr. Renetti to give him something to do on the farm that he has and where he already has a permit
to
do some development.
If you will, thank you. Name, address, 3 minutes, please.
Michelle Shearer, 2301 Southeast 85th Street, Ocala, Florida, president of Shady Greenway Conservation Alliance. At this TPO meeting on March 27th, there was a firm hired by the state. I know some of you were there, and they did an exercise, but some of the things they were talking about was you need to pick now what you're going to save in your county. And certainly the shady area is one of those things you want to save. So now is the time to say no. I participated in the vision process for 2035, but you know, I don't know. I heard different what you all heard, or some of you heard. That vision was talking about downtown being connected and everything, not taking another part of the edge and making it into another city. One of these things that's going to dictate what can be done on that property certainly is the topography. And, you know, Mayor Gwynn had said, making a new city like Bellevue there. I mean, I suggest that you call it Sinkhole City. I mean, we've got Four Ranch. I've met people at the Honda place and different places. They can't sell their place. The word is out. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter. You know, this is not the place to do this. It is the wrong place. Mr. Brunetti says he's a horseman, but yet in 2012, in the paper, he said that every horse farm will eventually be houses. So I think he's a houseman, not a horseman. And there's no guarantee yet, unless you really do something today, that he's going to stick to this plan. And of course, the density is way too much. It's, as we've all said, it's a scenic road. You have to take that into account. And it's the gateway it's the gateway to the Greenway, which is drawing people from all over the United States. It's the best trails, and it has the horse park nestled in it. But that's what, we're the horse capital, and we need to keep that foremost. That's bringing us $2.62 billion economic benefit. And you can't deny that anymore. So please uphold the mayor's veto. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this time I'm going to close public comment. Bring it back to council with any discussion or comments. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, let me get Brian here. That is, Councilwoman Rich and I know that were here when that was approved, is for ranch. And what Mr. Gray put up earlier is very similar to that. That's exactly what this would look like. Here's my other problem. I think Mr. Hicks alluded to this. On the multi-use 1, 2, and 3, there's about 1,900 units that are still there. So if you combine the residential with that, you're still at over about, you know, well, that is like, you know, 2,200, you know, units. But, you know, at a 1.5 people a unit here, you're well over 3-something thousand people on 400 acres. You know, you've got these the traffic problems coming out here on 42nd Street, which when we designed 42nd Street, it was supposed to be a thoroughfare, you know, east and west to move traffic across town. Now it would do the exact opposite. This would be a huge bottleneck in this area if this is developed. No one could say that I'm anti-development. I've approved over 12 years virtually every development that's come across this desk, from Heathbrook to everything in between, to even that 4-inch. But this is just the wrong development in the wrong place. And one lady, Mrs. Hamilton, speaking earlier, you know, once this is done, it's done. It may not be developed, as Council President Musley said, you know, the next 20 years, but we're living in things that were developed and decisions that were made 20 years ago. This is a bad decision, and I would urge Council to not override the veto and undo this. This could very well be residential, just like the development next door to it. So, you know, it's just not a good development. That's all I can say. And I guess the other thing I'll close with, and other people can comment, and I'll weigh back in after some other people's comments. You know, we're different. I mean, people fled other communities like what's being proposed here to come to Ocala to live here. And this horse farm, residential communities are what make Ocala unique. There's nothing unique about this. It's just brick. It's just concrete and asphalt. And our concrete and asphalt has some hills, and South Florida's flat. That's the only difference. It's a bad development, and I would urge you to be on the right side of history and not override my veto and undo this and make it right.
Mr. Hill?
Okay. I guess I'll go first.
Please, I'm going to request one more time to hold your applause. This isn't a play. It's not a performance. It's real life. And whether you're on the right side of this, the wrong side of it, or the A side or the other side, it matters to everybody. So thank you. You wouldn't act like that in a court of law. I ask you to act like you would in a court of law in here. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Bill.
I think everybody pretty much knows where I stand. I obviously side with the mayor. A lot of points brought up tonight of everything that I've been thinking about all along. The economic impact from the industry. 4-Ranch, perfect example of what can happen. Now filled with sinkholes and things of that nature. We got some very pristine property over there with caves and everything like that, so that could definitely happen. Yeah, they've changed the density from 360 to 280, now to 240. Obviously, they may even be willing to go lower. They're not really concerned about the citizens of Marion County. They're concerned, as was brought up, what the developer can make out of this project here. That is the gateway to the horse park and the greenway. 25 years ago when I came here, the horse park was just a dream. Now look at it as being developed today to a point where it's truly recognizable throughout the world. It's at the other end of where we're trying to develop and destroy the Shady Road area. He already has the right to develop the other 285 acres or whatever that is on the Red Oak property. Let's not let him develop this into something that's going to turn into a disaster. As you move that from a horse facility to a development, again, that dirt is done. We got valuable land here to that horse industry. We wouldn't be getting $2.6 billion a year from the equine industry if we didn't. So let's not gobble up everything. We've not even given the property where the Publix is and the department complex that's going to be built there with, I think, 465 apartments a chance to develop. You add that into the mix, and now the traffic is going to be even worse than it already is. And if anybody hasn't driven by there in the morning or in the afternoon, I challenge them to do that. So it's only going to get that much worse. I really believe that it's the wrong thing. It is a 20-year plan. I don't want to be here 20 years from now with my grandchildren and all that saying, you voted for that? No. It really is not going to work. And again, I don't want to reemphasize everything that everybody said. I haven't seen anybody pro tonight. Everybody was against it. Now, sometimes that's the way that works out. But I think you are truly hearing a citizen speak tonight. And I really would encourage one of my fellow councilmen to come to my side to not override the mayor's veto. Thank you.